It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado cities could embrace a new kind of voting under a bill advancing at the state capitol. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Ranked choice voting has gained some attention lately as a way to give voters more options. The idea is that instead of choosing a single candidate, they can rank all of the candidates. If their top choice doesn't win, the voter's ballot can then flow to their secondary choices, ensuring it's not wasted. A few cities in Colorado, like Telluride, already use this system, but state lawmakers want to make it easier for all municipalities. A bill that recently passed the House would require the state to set up software systems that would allow municipalities across Colorado to implement ranked choice if they want. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A U.S. senator from Maine came to Colorado Springs to talk about space. Angus King chairs the Strategic Forces Subcommittee. Colorado Springs is home, for now, of U.S. Space Command. With more and more satellites above the Earth, King says the U.S. will need to help develop international standards faster.
To guide what is going to be a more and more contested and congested region that's very important to everyone on the planet.
King says he did not discuss the Space Command's permanent location. The Biennial of the Americas has announced a list of artists who will work on a memorial to America's COVID-19 victims. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
21 artists from 10 different countries received $1,000 each to create a new work of art memorializing the thousands lost in the coronavirus pandemic. The artists come from countries like Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Chile, and Argentina. The Biennial of the Americas will gather the collective works in one virtually accessible exhibit in June. The public can also submit their own works to the project through the rest of the month. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets are bound for basketball's postseason as a number 3 seed. Denver lost on the road against the Portland Trailblazers Sunday. The two teams will meet again in the first round of the playoffs starting this weekend. Metro Denver has thunderstorms today, this evening, and tomorrow. This is CPR News.